What up, gang? Carolina Jackpot coming at you on Wednesday morning. Cold, wet, and dreary. Kind of like my attitude today. Tell you, as the title in the video suggests, it is days like today. I absolutely hate being a Gamecock fan. And it's not like, we have days of the same goings on us today all the time. It's just like, it seems like ever so often, and sometimes not so ever so often, we'll just have a real shitty day. Coming into work this morning, I had the Clemson hashtag Tater Radio station turned on because it comes on here locally. And yeah, I can listen to the Gamecock radio station through my phone and stream it through the speaker here or whatever the heck. Which I want to do that. I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like messing with my phone there that morning. So I was had theirs on. And they're sitting here. At 6 a.m., they start a live countdown of all their fucking signees and the early commitment day. And, you know, this early commitment thing now, early signing day, excuse me, not early commitment day, early signing day, it's basically signing day. You know, signing day used to be in February. Now it's December. Why that changed, whatever the fuck, I don't know. It's because some kids come in January and enroll in school, I think. It's got a lot to do with it. But, I mean, they just got them rolling off. They're ranked like number 5 or 6 in the nation in recruiting right now, which is low for them. They only got 2 5-stars so far. I think Alabama's got like 5 or 6. What the fuck? To find our recruiting ranking, I have to scroll down the recruiting feed. I have to scroll down and load more and scroll down and load more. And I thought we were in the 90s. No, no, Hoss. We're number 105, according to 24/7 Sports. Number 105. The next lowest team to us in the SEC, I believe, would be Vanderbilt, who's in 13th place, and I think they're number 48, something like that. There might be somebody else lower. I'm not sure, but I'll take it to Vanderbilt. Teams that are above us, UTSA, Army. How the fuck does Army out-recruit you? Okay, not that Army's not a good team, but they don't, you know, sign 5 stars or 4 stars, for that matter. You name it, anybody in the MAC, UMass is directly in front of us, number 40, number 104. Fucking UMass, a team that played like 3 games this year, which they lost by like a combined 280 points, if you put it all together. Yeah, that UMass, they're right to help us in recruiting. I follow recruiting, but I don't live on it. I mean, that's not my bread and butter. I don't sit here and stay on that all the time. I mean, I just don't, for whatever reason. I know recruiting is the most important piece of your program, other than, you know, your culture and all that good shit. Recruiting is very important. I mean, you have to get the talent in here. You got to get some 4 stars in here, a lot of them, if you're going to win an SEC. You got to get some 5 stars sprinkled in the mix, too. Now, we've had that in the past with Muschamp. We've had it in the past. Problem was, another key piece, it hadn't been being developed. It's not. And I don't get these kids. You know, I'm not 18 years old or whatever, 17 years old. I don't get, you know, what gets into their domes. Why don't you just decommit because there's a coaching change? I guess because Will Muschamp and his staff promised them certain things and blah, blah, and they feel like they won't get it. Now, and kind of understandable, yet, you know, if you're 17 or 18, are you that naive and do you not follow the sport that you plan on playing in college and pursuing that's going to ultimately give you a scholarship enough to follow the coach that's recruiting you? And can you not see, you know, even before he gets fired, that pretty much every word that rips off his lips is a lie, and that he's a charlatan, psycho salesman, and full of shit? I mean, I wouldn't be that naive. I believe I'd be able to tell that. But yeah, I guess not. We have 9 fucking commitments. 9. All of them like 3 stars or below, I guess. So, you know, I knew the first year was going to be rough for old Shane Beamer, old Shane O'Mac. But I mean, I honestly think it will take at least 5 years. It might take 4 years to even have a winning season. I mean, it really might, depending on how weak the non-conference schedules is. I know next week or next year, it's pretty weak. It's pretty damn weak next year. You know, it's more of a Clemson-esque non-conference schedule, to be honest with you, than anything. East Carolina, Troy, and some directional Illinois school. But it is what it is. I still don't think we're going to win a game in the SEC next year, other than maybe Vanderbilt. I mean, who knows? But Vanderbilt, they went out and made a coaching hire. And there's another guy up here on the radio in Upstate South Carolina talked about their coaching hire. And with, you know, what he said made a lot of sense. It's right. They fired Derek Mason, and they go out and they hire another Derek Mason. They hire a defensive-minded coach, hire a defensive coordinator, and they just said, we're going to go offense. Well, you're going to have to go offense at Vanderbilt. You're going to have to outscore people. You're not going to be a defensive football team and be able to stop all these SEC powerhouses that you play week in and week out. It's just not happening. It's just not going to happen. Football's changed. It's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust anymore, Vanderbilt. You would think that you'd change a little bit. Hell, you let a girl kick the football for you, so you'd think that you'd be open and willing to new ideas, but apparently not. They go with some no-name as head coach, and you know, obviously they're going to hire a no-namer, but I don't know. That makes no sense. But I'm just really down in the dumps, pissed, aggravated about this recruiting situation. Beamer, if he's, you know, this first year, this will tell a lot about him and the job that he's going to do. Because I'm just going to sit here and tell you right now, if he can pull some players out of the transfer portal, and they're out there to be had. There was a real good quarterback who came out of the transfer portal just the other day, Mackenzie Milton, signed with Florida State, excuse me. He was from UCF. Dude hadn't played a football game in 2 years. He got hurt real bad. But there's some other kids coming out of that portal. But South Carolina needs to fucking get them. He needs to do whatever he has to do to get these fuckers and get them signed on the damn team. And let's go out and win some fucking ball games, because you sure ain't doing it on the recruiting trail. Not this year. Now, next year, I expect a full turnaround. I really do. But and there may be some that drift in there and sign later on, and we're going to pick some up in the spring, I feel like. But I don't know if they're going to be able to get all those scholarships, not to 2021 class people. I just don't. I think they're going to have to go the JUCO route, and some of them is going to be transfer protocol individuals. Yeah, that's just the way it is, and that's just the lay of the land. You fire a piece of shit, and then you end up in the shitter. Ain't that some shit? Oh, well, it's still great to be a big old Gamecock. I'll see y'all later. Appreciate it. Peace. And I'm out. Go Cox. Go Shane O'Mac. Woo!